This is KCUR 89.3. How many mass shootings have we seen so far this year in the U.S.? Anywhere from a dozen to more than 300, depending on where you look. Guns in America's Hadi Mawagdi set out to understand this discrepancy. He says it starts with what seems like a pretty simple question.
Here it is. What makes something a mass shooting? I asked Professor David Hemingway. He studies guns, mass shootings, and teaches economics at Harvard.
So there is no accepted definition of a mass shooting. There's many, many different definitions of what a mass shooting is.
And Hemingway says that's because there are lots of variables that go into defining a mass shooting.
In part, it's whether or not you're looking at how many people die versus how many people shot, whether it's in public or in a private place, and whether it's directed at certain people.
But in most cases, it boils down to one of two considerations: the shooter's motivation or the number of people injured. Even still, there are other factors too, like were gangs involved or was it domestic violence?
The Gun Violence Archive basically says four people being shot under any circumstances in one place in one time.
Other databases are much more narrow. Heck, the FBI doesn't even use the term mass shooting. So if you're listening to the news or you see an alert on your phone, it's all really confusing. And that lack of a clear definition isn't just semantics. It causes problems, including unbalanced coverage.
So for example, we see that school shootings oftentimes receive an enormous amount of coverage. But what we find is the reality is that workplace shootings actually occur much more often.
That's Jason Silva. He's a professor of criminal justice at William Paterson University in New Jersey. Silva researches mass shootings and how the media covers them. And he's found that this uneven reporting slants how we as consumers perceive violence. It can even affect violence prevention strategies, too.
So mass shootings, while they receive an enormous amount of coverage, they're a very small percentage of gun violence at large.
In fact, mass shootings account for around 1 to 2% of all gun deaths in a given year, depending upon whose definition you go by.
And when we look at sort of these inner city gun violence crimes and these rising homicide rates associated with gun violence, that is sort of the larger issue.
Brooke Gladstone of WNYC's On the Media agrees. For more than two decades, she's been examining how the news is reported. And she says it's mystifying why some shootings involving multiple casualties and injuries don't get the same coverage as others.
Who's to decide? If people are shot en masse, isn't that literally then a mass shooting?
Gladstone believes that there are other factors contributing to what does or does not get covered.
I think, of course, that the race and class of the victims has a discernible impact on how much coverage there is.
Here's Jason Silva one more time.
We know that this idea of sort of quote-unquote black-on-black crime is considered a routine experience within these worlds, and so it therefore receives less coverage because the news is more interested in sensational and rare instances that don't align with our standard social constructions of criminality.
So what can we do? Well, Gladstone says these days we each get to play a role in what gets attention by what we watch and what we amplify.
The most important thing is to choose the media that you consume with care and also understand that you're also producing it.
And if you're not seeing something relevant to your experience, Gladstone says you're no longer bound to conventional media systems.
You've seen it over and over again, how people demand the right to define themselves in their communities, and they do it with live streaming. They do it in message boards, and they do it so consistently and persistently.
Those efforts shed a light on how gun violence shapes our communities and the people we care about. For Guns in America, I'm Hadi Mawagdi.
Guns in America and KCUR 89.3 are spending 2 years reporting on the role of guns in American life. You'll find more information at gunsandamerica.org.